Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, more than investing. Today's podcast was authored by Sheldon McVarland, VP, Portfolio Strategy and Research with Loring Ward. It gives great insight on how the highs and lows of investment performance, volatility, can impact a retirement savings strategy. Here we go. This month, we'll see how volatility affects your portfolio when you're saving for retirement. Imagine you are saving for retirement and you have two investment options. Both options will earn an average return of 7.5% over the next 30 years. Investment A will lose 15% the first year, then gain 30% the second, repeated for the next 30 years. And investment B will lose 1% the first year, then gain 16% the second, repeated for the next 30 years. Though they both have a 7.5% average return, investment A's returns fluctuate more from year to year than investment B's returns. In other words, investment A has higher volatility. How does the difference in return volatility affect your savings over time? Let's look. Assume you save $10,000 each year for 30 years, growing it by 2.5% as an adjustment for inflation to maintain purchasing power. If you kept your money under your mattress, you'd have $460,003 after 30 years. If you invested in investment A, you would have $1,064,089. And if you invested in investment B, you would have over $1,403,593. Both investment A and investment B earn the same average return of 7.5%. So why such a difference in ending values? Volatility, that's why. Volatility is the statistical term we use to describe the difference in return fluctuations between the two portfolios. An investment with higher volatility will cause more drag on the portfolio because of more severe down years. If you've read Sheldon McFarland's article over the years, then you know what I'm going to say next. Yes, diversification. Diversification is not a new concept, but it wasn't until 1952 that Harry Markowitz, now a Nobel Prize winner, gave us a mathematical framework to evaluate diversification at the portfolio level. Diversification isn't perfect. It won't protect against loss or guarantee of a gain. It also can have a negative emotional side effect. If you are truly diversified, one, your portfolio will always hold some losers, and we all hate holding losers. And two, your portfolio will always underperform the top asset classes, and we all hate underperforming. But since it is impossible to accurately predict which investments will be winners and which will be losers in any given year, diversification is really the only way I know how of to reduce the volatility of your investment portfolio. Thank you, Sheldon. Please remember that diversification does not assure a profit or protect against loss in declining markets, and diversification cannot guarantee that any objective or goal will be achieved. From all of us at Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, thank you for your ears.